Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bleak Layers and Alley Craft Workers, sir. Is there any way you can please spare with me 2 minutes of your time, sir?
Sure.
Okay, great. Give me one quick second, please. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, or 26 to 40, or 41 and up?
26 to 40.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Bricklayer, stonemason, PCC restoration, marble, cement mason, mason helper, or finisher?
PCC restoration.
Okay, great. And on the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, finisher, or helper, or improver, sir?
Foreman.
Thank you. Now, are you currently working at the trade right now, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Great. Now, how many weeks have you been on an employer that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any, sir? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks? All right.
Zero.
And now, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, sir? Yes
no.
or no? Thank you. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, sir, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer more construction projects, or about the same numbers as there was on this time last year, sir?
About the same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same, sir?
The same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects on your community, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And I'm thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months. Was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and have you ever been appointed as job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, I'm thinking about the last job on which you worked. Do you know where it was done primarily, privately, through your state or local government, throughout the federal government, or you don't know?
Private.
Privately? Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less, sir?
I think there will be less.
Okay, great. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, sir, do you believe that in the next 2-3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same, sir?
Stay about the same.
All righty. And now switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, sir? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, hidden code, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Belly, what was the people one? Unsafe people? Was it?
No real safety concerns, unsafe power tools, careless people on the job?
Careless people.
Okay, and have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person, yes, online, or no?
Yes, in person.
Okay, and please tell me you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, sir. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
All right, and the last two, sir, picketing.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Picketing.
No.
All right, and the last one, sir, political canvassing.
No.
All righty, great, thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
All righty. And on changing the subject, the word beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is the internet or social media. Would that be the first one or the last one?
Probably first.
Okay. The second one, cable news.
The second.
Okay. What about the local TV news programming?
Third.
Would that be the third? Okay. Thank you. And the last three, sir, radio?
No, I don't really listen to the radio, so.
All right. What about print or online newspaper?
Nope.
And the last one, friends and neighbors?
Nope.
All right, great. And the last question, sir, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs and economy, education, healthcare, immigration, the environment, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Something else.
All right. And as you might know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Just heard
yes.
Some about it? Just heard a little bit or no?
Yes.
All right. And as you might know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, sir, for the federal elected official support? Very important, somewhat important, not so important,
very
or
important.
Not at all?
Very important.
Okay, do you believe in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
Neither.
Okay, and the last three questions, sir. As you might know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UA, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and extensionists over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute, sir? The United Auto Workers, or GM, Ford, or extensionists? Would that be United Auto Workers much more, United Auto Workers somewhat, GM, Ford, and Stanley somewhat more, or GM, Ford, and Stanley much more?
Auto Workers somewhat.
All right. And if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with chief of the following, sir, his job as the president overall, do you approve strongly or disapprove strongly?
Either. That's not an option,
okay,
right?
So the answers that I have for you is approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, disapprove.
Approve somewhat. Did I lose you? Hello?